Planning change, planning for legacy, planning for an impactful and relevant life is not a walk in a park. You see, it calls for a lot of dedication, it calls for a lot of commitment, it calls for a lot of passion, and for a lot of undivided focus. So this is something that we as young people that are then the next voice, the next headlines, we've got to understand that we can't build greatness, we can't initiate global change while giving what we are working at half effort. But we've got to be 100%. Everything that when we set our hands on, we work at it with undivided focus, undivided attention, undivided dedication, counting life as the very moment that we have to work at one thing that then is going to bring forth the change that we dream of in our community, the change that we regard is possible for our societies. Building greatness calls for sacrifice, calls for long hours of reading, dedication, you know, undivided focus, long hours of planning. You can't build something great while giving life a reserved approach to things. But it's necessary that you adopt, you know, a sort of deathbed mentality, because then it brings that sense of urgency, because then you understand that the time that you have is this very moment. So you want to make this very moment count. So what is it that you're really building with your life now? What is it that is demanding of your focus, of your passion, of your commitment? Or are you just walking through the times of life as they come? But each one of us, we have a seed of greatness that is then demanding to sprout, to then bless our communities, bless our families, and bless the world. So have you paid attention to that voice of greatness in you? And have you responded? So we see that in everybody, there is a voice of greatness. And once you respond to that voice of greatness, that voice calling you to greatness, you've got to understand that you can't afford to then respond to that voice that is calling you to greatness with the reserved approach. But you want to respond with dedication, with commitment, with focus, with passion. You see, life is this very moment that we're living. This very moment is what then is life. So every day, every second above ground, you've got to think of how you're going to make it count. Every moment that you sit to interact with people, you want to make that moment count. You're not approaching any moment just as it comes, with no intention, with no focus, with no passion, with no energy, with no dedication, with no commitment. Every single moment that life affords you, life is then expecting you to respond to that moment with focus. Say, this is the moment, and I've got to make this moment count. Because nobody knows what the next minute actually holds. So your life is this very moment. Your life is this very moment. We can't afford to work with the notion that tomorrow is promised. No, tomorrow is not promised. Nobody knows who'll be walking in tomorrow. Nobody knows. It's a secret to God. Only God knows. And then if that's the case, we can't afford to work with the assumption that we're gonna be there tomorrow. But we can have the faith that we're gonna be there. But in having the faith, it does not then suggest that we begin to approach the moment with the reserved approach. It takes a lot of commitment to write a beautiful song. It takes a lot of dedication to write an amazing book. It takes a lot of sacrifice, you know, to build something of value. You can't build something of value out of approaching life with the reserved approach, with the casual approach. But if you're ever going to build something of value with your life, you want to begin to approach moments with this kind of dedication, with this kind of commitment, with this kind of passion, that, you know, you're going to make the most out of every single moment, and you make these moments count, because you can't afford to underestimate what then God can do with the moment, because God can use that moment to change history. God can use your life in this very moment to rewrite the narrative. So we can't afford to then underestimate what God can do through a statement, what God can do through a song, what God can do through a poem. So you want to look back. How many things do you have at the back of your mind that you know you've got to do, but then you keep pushing them to tomorrow? You keep pushing them to next year. Wait a minute. Next year? You're so sure that you're going to be there? So I want to challenge you right now. What do you have planned for next month? Try to get at it this week. And I promise you, it's going to work. What is it that you have planned for next year? Try to get at it now. But I'm not saying you've got to then unpack 100 ideas and start working on them right now. But you've got to start with one. Start with one idea. Work at it with dedication. Work at it with commitment. And jump to the next idea. Then jump to the next idea. Then jump to the next idea. You're going to see that looking back, you'd have dedicated, you'd have devoted your life to building value that then is going to benefit the people that will live actually after your name or after your praise and generation. So we've got to then become very intentional. We've got to become very, you know, very purposeful. You know, we've got to begin to approach life with this energy. I've got to make this moment count. I've got to make my energies count. I've got to make my time on earth count. We've got to have that passion, man. You've got to go to sleep with that energy, with that drive, man. I can't wait to see the light of tomorrow, because then it's going to be an opportunity for me to build value. You know, you're going to sleep with passion, man. Passion burning in your heart. And you're waking up with the energy to make life count, to make the time count. So, man, I encourage you. You've got to change your approach to life, man. You've got to change the approach to time. You've got to change your approach to the moment. And you've got to make the time count. You've got to make the moment count. You've got to make this very moment count for something. And that you've got to dedicate your life. You're going to devote your life to building value, to building, you know, something that is going to be significantly great in your community, because you can't underestimate what, you know, what your idea can do to your community. Don't underestimate what the thought can do to your nation. But you've got to be willing to start small, man. You've got to be willing to start small, but have a bigger picture ahead of you. But embrace small beginnings. Embrace small beginnings with dedication, man. Work at it. Work at it with devotion. Work at it, giving it 100% effort, 100% focus, 100% devotion, 100% dedication, regardless of how small it might be. But I promise you, that small thing has got the potential to become something big and something great. So let's make the moment count. Let's make the time count. You know, let's make this day count. And if God blesses us to live in tomorrow, man, let's make tomorrow count. And let's dedicate our lives. Let's dedicate our time. Let's dedicate our energies to building something of value. Let's make our lives count. In your community, make your life count. In your family, make your voice count, man. Make your time count. And be passionate about it. Approach life with intentionality. Approach life with dedication. Approach life with focus. And approach life with passion. And I promise you, you're going to build something that's going to live on beyond your name. And that's the desire of God for your life. That's the desire of God for my life. To be able to share our lives with the community. To be able to share our lives with the people in our society. And to just bless the world with our gifts and with our abilities. But that's only going to be possible if we then approach life with this kind of sense of agency, you know. And, you know, putting to death this casual approach to life. You know, I'm beginning to approach life with passion, to begin to approach life with intentionality, to begin to approach life with focus and dedication in building something of value that is going to bless the community, that's going to bless the world, and that's going to bless everybody that then is going to have contact with our lives, because then we are approaching this life with passion, dedication, commitment, and undivided focus. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.